reserve courts up to 14 days in advance, reserve up to 2 courts per day, 8 per week, open play free, ball machine is $10 an hour, and it's access to members-only events where they have wine tastings. They have Mahjong. They have trivia. They do everything up here. I'm telling you, man, you can go play your pickleball, and you can get some nice food and some healthy drinks. Or like a Friday, you can play some pickleball, and then guess what you get to do? You get to do an unbelievable thing and just get ready to start drinking some beer at one of their beautiful bars. Or my favorite, Tito's.
Little Tito's action.
Life hands you lemons. You don't freak out. You don't fret. You don't stress. You just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's handmade vodka. Yeah, after you get worked over,
yeah,
a little Tito's would make you feel a little bit better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And this place is giving resort vibes. If you go outside.
It is resort vibes.
The only thing you're missing is a pool, J-Ham. That's the only thing you're missing outside.
Hey,
you got cabanas.
They
have an outside bar.
They have a pool by 2027 just because you're missing it, D.
They need a pool. They need a pool. But other than that, you know the reason we're here. Do a little pickleball action.
Man, oh, man. Did our speaker just go out, or did I do that?
No, I think
you
did.
I
got you.
Oh, I just thought I knocked this out. No big deal. But, again, we are out here, and we're going to be out here all day long, so come see us. Again, they have so many things going on here at Bangers Pickleball. It is absolutely beautiful. And all the people up in here looking good and fit and healthy. But I see a couple guys right now already having cocktails. These are my kind of guys. On a Friday, play a little pickleball, get a little food in you, have you a little drink, start your Friday off right.
Yeah, we'll work that out. We go to break. It went out.
It did go out?
Yeah.
What the heck? Our little speaker went out?
No. Little speaker went out. We're playing Mike.
No love? Oh, I know what it is.
Give it to me. Let me see.
Did you get it? Nope. It's probably that dead gum connection. But it doesn't even matter because I'm getting into a little action. You already talked some sports.
That's right.
Pickleball
That's
is
right.
a sport, by the way.
It is.
It's an amazing sport. I wanted to bring up some baseball because last night, you know, we didn't have any basketball on. And I'm not going to lie. You know I'm a baseball junkie. I don't think I've done my due diligence in pro baseball this year as I normally do because I've actually got into a little bit of that hockey situation that I found myself liking, which is crazy. Dude, I have such respect for those dudes, man. It's fast-paced. They score. They hit each other into the things. They can fight. I mean, it's fascinating. And I don't even know how to skate, bro.
I like it when people hit the glass. I don't know why.
And at the end, they always shake hands, even though they still hate each other.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Missing teeth and all.
Missing teeth and all. But, you know, last night I watched the Dodgers, and I was thinking about this. You know, Shohei Ohtani, since he's become a professional baseball player, we have absolutely just been like, he's the GOAT. Like, dude, he's a 50 home run, 50 steal guy. He's a five-tool hitter. He hits for contact. He hits for average. He steals bases. He runs bases like a pro. Like, he is a professional hitter, one of the top dudes in the game, period.
Three-time MVP, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Period. And we always, at least for me, maybe I'm wrong. I always thought of him as a hitter who could pitch. Oh, come on, man. We missed 2 seasons of him pitching. Yeah. He's never, you know, like gone out there and done the full season. But what I'm saying is right now, I don't know if you realize this, Shohei Ohtani.
Come on with it.
Has a ERA of 0.82 in 8 starts. He's thrown 44 innings. He has 50 strikeouts to 11 walks. His whip is 0.82. Not only is Shohei a hitter who can pitch, and I always said to himself, you know, he's a number 2 on a staff. The only reason he can be a number 1 on the Dodgers is simply because they got so much mashing and hitting, and the way they piece their bullpen together is absolutely wild.
Yamamoto helps as well.
And
having Yamamoto lead the pack helps as well.
Man, dude, but right now, like, even with their struggles, the Dodgers have been scuffling a little bit, for the Dodgers, that is.
Yeah, rich man problems, but go for it.
He is, right now, second in the odds to win the Cy Young behind Paul Skeens.
Ah, okay, so Mason Miller has fallen out.
Because
Mason started off extremely hot.
Yeah,
give Mason his props. But that is the only award that Shohei has to put on his mantle is a Cy Young.
And if he wins a Cy Young,
he will
with all of
one.
His MVPs,
yes,
I'm just going to freak out. How can you have control of all five of your pitches, then also be able to sit in there and hit a 100-mile-an-hour heater.
And steal 50 bags. Talk to me.
Steal 50 bags. I mean, this ain't peewee, bro. This is pro baseball.
Is it fair to say he's better at baseball than any other player is at their sport right now? There's not a basketball. Shea is not as good at basketball as he is at baseball.
Dude, I never thought about it, hun.
I don't think you got one of them, bro, on the hoop side.
I mean, Pat was pretty wild for a while.
But Pat didn't play. Pat didn't have an opportunity to play a different position.
Now, they both had the same number of, championships.
Now, when we get Wimby with a championship, he'll be one of those just off the freak of nature of the size and stature. But he's still the one dude that can, like, rim protect and control the perimeter at the same time. I ain't never seen that before.
Yeah, but he's going to have to win an MVP. He's going to have to win multiple MVPs and multiple defensive players of the year, and he will. But he hadn't caught Shohei where he's at right now, because if Shohei continues to pitch like this and hit and do all and steal bags and do everything that he's doing, and if he got him a Cy Young and an MVP in the same year, could you imagine?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I don't care if they aren't insane. I don't care if he gets Cy Young this year, no MVP, somebody else gets it.
Just to have both on your resume.
He's not a triple crown guy yet, is he?
I don't think he's a triple crown guy.
He can create his own triple crown.
Kind of like Wimby, correct. All right, I'm with you. But I honestly think that he's better at his sport than anybody else is right now.
No, I'm going to sit there and say I agree with you 100%.
Like, there is no one who is as good at what they do professionally as he is. I mean, like you said, he has the World Series, so now it's time to unlock. He needs more. He's going to get more, right? Can we all agree? He's not a one World Series guy. I think he's 2, 3, 4, 5, like LeBron and D-Wade back in the day. I think he'll actually cash in on it, though.
Man, he is just and to be honest with you, I thought that they were crazy, man. I was like, dude, this guy's could be the greatest hitter that you've ever seen.
And the biggest bargain, too. Don't forget, they, subsidized $700 million.
Yeah.
You know, he's worth every penny of it right now, but smart people play with the books, and now he's probably the biggest value you have out there because you're not paying him his value. Money's kicked down the road, people.
They for real had to subsidize that man's contract, though.
Absolutely. And it allowed them to go and get
10 years, $700 million, bro, $700 million, you got to feel good. I don't know if you know this. If you have a deferred payment of $700 million, a bank's going to loan you a little bit of money if you need to spend some cash, even if you lose $17 million gambling with your friend. eBay.
Then his friend's gambling money.
Yeah, he's in jail right now. Well, no. That dude did not embezzle $20 million, $17 million here, and another $3 million here without Shohei noticing.
Yeah.
Ipe took the rap. Because I don't know if you know, $700 million, I'll do 4 years on my head for $10 million.
Come out
a year.
Smelling like roses.
You give me $40 million of that, man. I ain't even taking 10%, bro. Actually, you know what? I'm taking 10%. Give me 70.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Shohei, he won his first World Series in 24, won last year, obviously. MVP in 2025. He was nasty. His World Series performance, by the way, you got to remember, he batted .333, 3 bombs, 5 RBIs, and had a 1.278 OPS. He also pitched 8 1/3 innings. Like, that's ridiculous. He became the first dude to hit multiple home runs in a game that he pitched in the 2025 NLCS. Think about
that. You forget about that day.
And he also set a record for the most times reaching base, 8 times in a World Series, and had the most intentional walks in a postseason of 4, beating old Barry Bonds.
I mean,
dude, and when you beat Barry at anything, and
should be able to beat your chin.
Yeah.
And we know that he was on that Balco. He's just on that gambling thing. He gets his picks at the table. It's like Michael Jordan. I wonder if he smokes stogies like MJ.
He probably did.
He took that 2 a.m. flight to Vegas like MJ. MJ went to Atlantic City. Vegas is in proximity.
How are you, sir? Shohei will be one of those guys. You'll be able to break his career down in 3 ways, and in each portion of his career, he'll be a Hall of Famer. Same way LeBron was. Beginning, middle, end. Hall of Fame career. Tom Brady. Beginning, middle, end.
Or like Kobe, 8-24.
Yeah, or like Kobe, 8-24. He will be – because he was – I mean, was he a Hall of Famer when he was in Anaheim? Some people would say so. He won multiple MVPs
I just had to interrupt you.
Go for it.
I just saw Brett Norsworthy.
Superstar.
Where did he go?
Let's put some – you want me to get him on?
Dude, no. I put him on. I just wanted to – okay. I got something also because this is something he'll probably remember. So last night the Giants played the Dodgers. We were playing doing Shohei. I completely didn't listen to a word you were saying, but I think Brett will love this one because, you know, Luis Arias for the San Diego Padres.
How are you?
I feel like he's one of the best hitters in baseball who gets no credit. And Brett Norsworthy is going to love this. Through 880 games through their career, Luis Arias and Rod Carew are literally almost identical.
Wow.
Arias right now is 29. Carew was 28 through his first 880 games. Hits. Arias has more with 1,077. My man Rod Carew, 1,054. Home runs, Luis has more at 36. And, of course, Rod Carew only 29. They're not prolific bombers unless he's in the World Baseball Classic when he hit a bunch of bombs this year. His average, 316 for Rod Carew. Another winner for Luis Arias on base percentage. Exactly the same, 367.
All right.
Slugging, 416 for Rod Carew. He finally got a win. 412 for Luis. Total Ks through 880 games. Rod Carew, 460. Luis Arias, only 222. Is he the most underrated superstar in baseball? I know everybody loves the long ball. Chicks love the long ball.
They do, dude.
Everybody. But this dude goes up there and gets on base every time. You know, a solo home run's still only worth one. When you got people on base, it does big things. And when you can manufacture runs the way he manufactured them the other night, you got two outs. This was not last night's game. This was the day before. Man, you got two outs and a man on second base. Man, three full counts, fouled off like six nasty pitches, and then fights one. Boom. Right over there in the left center field gap. Man comes in to score. He pushes in a run because he puts the ball in play. And Rod Carew, everybody knows him. Legend. Luis doesn't get nothing. I mean...
Rod, not Ray. Make sure we...
Yes, not Ray. Oh, Ray, by the way,
Ray,
Ray with the Carolina Panthers formerly, did some terrible things. Did y'all any word on his son? Did you know he had a son?
Carew, right?
The son survived.
Oh,
yeah, the son survived the hit on
the
his
mother
head.
Did. Okay, I don't know.
The mother didn't.
Hard turn, people. Hard turn.
Sorry. Yeah, that is a tough one. Hey, you brought up. Hey, that was my
him.
Fault.
It
just made me wonder. Career. I was like, hey, I hadn't seen a special one. Where is he now?
We can figure that out.
But anyway, we talked a lot of baseball in this segment just because, one, I see people like banging pickleball.
Yeah, they ready for you, dog.
And if
I
you don't,
think Brent's ready for you too.
If you don't know what pickleball is, man, you got to come check it out. And seriously, these are pro courts. Like is the nice. These are the nicest courts I've ever been on.
I don't think you're doing
the
it
bar
justice.
Is better than any bar that I've been to in Memphis.
Yes, inside.
Sorry
and
to
out.
All my friends that are bartenders and I frequent, but y'all's bar ain't as nice.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not a pickleballer, you can come here and ball. You can come here and sit and eat. They got good food. They got drinks. The hospitality is off the charts. This is more than just a pickleball establishment.
Dude, you ain't lying. This is like a I got to come here and be here all year. Man, they got banger summer camp. Did you see that?
A summer camp action?
Heck yeah, man. For the kiddies, bro. That is amazing. Get them out there, dude.
They got no camp for us.
Dude, they have a three bars and a restaurant.
Can I sign Landon up? I can sign Landon up for a summer camp. Okay.
No, Landon is a full grown man. And he, can rip you limb from limb.
Allegedly. You should see the things he takes me. We're fine. We're great.
The other thing I was going to say, though, real quick before we go to break, because what's today, Friday?
Yeah. I'm going to take you live, too, in a minute.
Yes, sir. I got Mo on the other side.
He's going to let me know if he's going to be ready on the other side or we're going to get to him at the top of the hour. He ain't hit me back yet, though. He was
at 12 o'clock. I got the horsey race he got.
Ah, okay.
So it'll have to be after him. So don't even worry about it. If he can't make it, it's no big deal.
Shaheem, I think I'm gonna take John live on the socials and the media and let people see a little behind the scene action. Show them Bangers pickleball out, walk around, show them Bangers, and let them see John hard at work in here, man.
Man, I'm chilling today. I got like my pickleball outfit on, bro. T-shirt, hat, and some shorts and tennis shoes.
Man,
I like Friday.
You know he brought his own bag. You know it's like the pool shark. It brings their own pool stick to the pool hall. You know they really can play or they probably can't. You know, they probably just want to look good. So I don't know if John just wanted to look good, but he got this bag on his shoulder.
No, that's our tent sign.
Oh, okay. I thought that was your pickleball bag,
no,
dog. I thought you were ready.
My wife, all the things that she does for me every morning, make sure I get out the door. She forgot my pickleball gear.
I just knew you had your own stuff.
Hey, Sorry, wife, for throwing you under the bus.
So, D, are you prepared to play?
No, I got the loafers on. You know, life happened to me.
Put some duct tape on the bottom of them loafers so you can get some grip and go out there and play that pickleball.
I should have asked John this yesterday when we were all together. I'm like, why you ain't take Matt Hale with you and y'all could have whooped some folks in doubles?
Oh, man, Chas and Matt are coming down at 1 o'clock. My friend Maggie's coming down and her pickleball crew. So I don't know
if John can bring anybody that's ready for these people in here, man.
Trust me. Me and Matt
Punks jump up to get
them.
Beat down. John is bringing them here to get beat down.
J-Ham,
these people are ready.
John and Matt are like 2 50-year-old D1 dudes.
Big 50-year-old D1 dudes.
They stay ready.
We stay ready. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. You know that, right?
J-Ham, they kicking butt in here, dog.
I believe it.
I'm scared.
Well, if we get to talk with Mo Schefter on the other side, we're going to be very lucky and blessed. But we are going to talk still a little bit of NFL. Y'all know what they released yesterday, right?
Yeah, baby, their schedule.
Man, do you know
Dallas, here I come.
We are opening up the season with a Pat Seahawks Super Bowl rematch, bro.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. I ain't complaining. Yeah. I'm digging. I'm just wondering, is Kansas City going to be ready? They don't got Pat right now. Why would you do that when he's coming off an injury? I don't need to see Justin Fields.
Yes, John, that's what I was
going to
say. Do you not
Seattle?
Know they got Justin Fields?
Like, I honest to God, I'm serious as a heart attack. I really was thinking to myself, the schedule makers, yes, it is easy to make a commercial. Oh, last year's Super Bowl rematch. Pat ain't playing.
No. But aside from that, we'll get into the schedule. But if you look at it, they showed Kansas City a lot of love on how they want to start the schedule. That actually ushers in Mahomes. That lets them get well. A lot of get well games where you may or may not see Justin Fields out there. I don't think Pat will start the season. But word on the street, he's in good shape.
They keep saying that, dude. If he after his terrible
that's still
injury
10 months, though,
and as
right?
much
yeah.
money as you owe him. Bro, I have not done ish since I broke my foot and ankle. What are you talking about? And that was, October?
I know. He's younger than you.
Yeah, it is true.
He's younger than you. And he's an athlete. He's supposed to heal better than you, but he's not.
Well, we got to answer some questions on the other side because we got to talk about, some serious questions. Like, is Travis Hunter going to have a bounce back this year? We're going to talk about the schedule. We're going to talk about some guys that I think need to have some big, big, big years to go along with where they were drafted, like maybe Ashton Jeanty for the Raiders. Is anybody going to be able to block for this guy? I don't know, but we're going to talk. By the way, hold on, another thing. Did you see what A-Chain got yesterday?
No, they signed him.
Bro, $64 million deal, 30 of it's guaranteed, four-year deal.
Shout out to my, fourth-round pick?
Listen, that makes him the third highest-paid running back. Period.
John, I'm not going to put all of this on fantasy football, but obviously when you're doing something in fantasy, you're being productive on the field. He's been a top 2-3 fantasy guy, not just running back, wide receiver, quarterback. He's been a top 2-3 fantasy guy the past 3 years. So that means he's being productive on the field. He deserves.
He's also the guy, you know, who has the second most touchdown runs where he breaks the 20-mile-per-hour. Yeah. Like, dude's got wheels.
And you got to think, he outshined Mostert. Remember when it was a dual backfield?
Yep.
Somehow Mostert, former 49er, got old on him. A chance, keep on rolling, baby. You got to roll with who brought you to the party, John.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that they got him because Malik Willis, we're going to see, actually, is he going to be more like Matt Flynn or is he going to be actually like a late bloomer like, hell, Brett Favre or Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers, all the guys who've sat for a long time. We're going to take a quick break. Coming back, talking to the NFL. Come see me. I'm at 6787 Snowden Lane in South Haven, Mississippi. We're at Banger's Pickleball.
No membership required.
They got 7 outdoor courts. And let me just tell you something. They got indoor courts. They even have private lessons. If you don't know anything about pickleball, cool. They got a free Banger's 101 pickleball class. And again, a restaurant, 3 bars, indoor bars, outdoor bars. And this is still the best looking bar that I've sat at. And I'm like 8 feet behind it. But it's gorgeous. Whoever set that joint up is they knew what they were doing.
Got a little PGA action on.
Why didn't I think of this?
What? You should have.
This is genius. Come here, check me out, man. This is the baddest place to play pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane. And literally, like, if you live in Midtown Memphis, all I did is I went straight down Getwell all the way to Goodman. Took a left, first right, and then it's right there on your right. Bing, bang, boom, you're there in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. We'll be back. This is Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
You have opinions?
I think it's over.
Of course you do.
I don't think it's that simple.
Everyone does.
I got all the answers.
Hit us up on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener line at 360-8255.
I have solved one of life's great puzzles.
That seems really unlikely.
I have.
Okay, what puzzle?
What to give people as wedding presents when they're out of town.
It's not that big of a puzzle.
Oh yeah, what would you do?
I would ship them some yummy central barbecue. So what were you going to say?
Ship them some yummy central barbecue, because they have great packages.
Yeah, like the ribs pack, the pulled pork pack, even the combo pack.
This is all stuff that I was going
to
say.
I know, you're always going to go to the central barbecue well.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roof Services. I wanted to take a minute and discuss advertising with you. There are so many websites that list the best service provider in your area. Even the BBB has an accredited list. You know the one thing they all have in common? A company like mine has to pay to get on that list. So that begs the question, can those lists be trusted? You know what can be trusted? History. We've been around for almost 30 years providing customers with the best service and the best products that we possibly can. So if you need a roof, siding, or gutters, give us a call. We'll come talk to you and let you decide for yourself whether or not we know what we're talking about. Five Ash Roof Services. Best products, best warranties, and in many cases, the best price. We're fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do. We're here for you.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code CASH to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code CASH. To borrow up to $10,000, use code CASH to borrow up to $10,000.
Listen each and every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and join Idyllwild Presbyterian Church for worship. Idyllwild is a PCUSA church located in Midtown Memphis.
56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
They can't keep Johnny down. We haven't yet built the man. Better keep old Johnny.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It is a Friday, and this is one of the best Fridays I've ever had. I'm telling you right now, I'm so stoked. I'm at Banger's Pickleball, bro, 6787 Snowden Lane. It's in South Haven, Mississippi. This is so simple. If you're like me, an East Memphis dude now, all I did, go down park to Getwell, took a turn on Getwell, went Getwell to Goodman, left on Goodman, first right, and it is right there on your right. Bangers Pickleball. And it has it, and this is for the entire family. This is for any age, and I mean any age. Like, when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be out here banging. I can promise you that. And I will dink responsibly because they have three bars. They have cornhole. They have pickleball. They have cabanas. They have places, like, all these beautiful spaces to go sit down and just chill after your match or while you're waiting or after a game. Like these two nice gentlemen earlier, they played, like, five games of pickleball, and then they came, sat at the bar, and started drinking beer on a Friday like I would do. That's what I'm talking about. Men, I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. But seriously, come on down here and check it out. And they got events not just for pickleball. They do Mahjong. They do trivia. They have whiskey and wine tastings. They got a beautiful little summer schedule for the kiddos. They got Summer Splash Week, Future Bangers Week, Crazy Court Week, Battle for Paddles. And, again, it's awesome, man. This is they got weekly theme schedules. They do everything, man.
Jay Ham, you there?
Bangers Summer Camp.
He on this side with me real quick there.
Oh, okay. Well, just let, and we're going to let all the people know. If you go to our Facebook account right now, Sports 56, on Facebook right now, you can see Bangers. You can see Johnny Radio. He is live right now on Sports 56 on the Facebook, y'all. So if you got the app, check us out. You might even see Brett Stas Noiseworthy. I'm about to show y'all Bangers Pickleball. So,
man,
John ain't lying.
Out.
Look at that bar. I'm showing you the bar right now.
The bar's ridiculous.
If you're on the Facebook, go to Facebook
and
right now.
And I love the – it's like light blue.
I'm going to show them around,
so I can
John.
Actually
do you
see
think?
Their colors, man. I'm telling you. Check it out. Restaurants, three bars. It's beautiful, but make sure you dink responsibly. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit of NFL. I don't think we got Mo, do we?
We got Mo.
Yeah. We got Mo?
I'm here, my brother. Let's bang.
Mo, let's bang, brother. Man, I can't believe I have you. I'm so blessed to talk to you. I have to ask you first and foremost. I always think it's cute. I love the NFL drop. I love the fact that the NFL's 365 days. I mean, like, the lottery thing could be a four-hour show in the NBA, and they do it, like, on a, what was it, a Friday, Thursday, Friday night before actual real basketball, and it's not, like, a big event. But, you know, the NFL draft's big. Everything the NFL does is big, the combine. And the schedule drop actually is kind of big, too, because I know everybody and their grandmother goes through it like I did yesterday. And I just still, it sticks out to me. The Seattle Seahawks are going to defend their Super Bowl title. The first game they play, they're going to play the team that they whipped up on in the Patriots. And I'm like, man, I did this all wrong. I must have been thinking and drinking or something today. Drake May. I said Pat Mahomes earlier. You know what? I just realized something, Mo. I really don't have a real question because I was complaining about 2 years Super Bowl. And I listened to my wife this morning, and she said, that doesn't make any sense. Pat's not going to play. And I'm like, oh, at least she remembered that the Patriots did play. I mean, the Chiefs have won Super Bowls. But, no, actually, now this isn't actually a great thing. But the problem is are they doing this because it's more Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini, and we're going to get the sizzle at the beginning? Like, we're going to get all the Vrabel jokes out. We're going to get the Diana Rossini ish out, and then we're going to have a pretty decent football game, hopefully.
So I think the NFL loves having Super Bowl rematches in week one. I don't remember if they've ever done it before. I think they may have done it with an insider telling an insider on a radio show years ago that the NFL for a long time has been wanting a Super Bowl rematch to be the week one game as well.
And by the way, this is a Wednesday night opener too. Isn't it? That's wild. There's all kinds of, you know, the NFL's going global. Aren't they going across the pond or somewhere this year again? I mean,
yeah,
they always go across.
Yeah.
Are they going to Australia? That's what it is. Aren't they going to Australia this year?
Yeah, I think San Francisco. I think we play the Rams in Australia.
Bro, that is a long flight.
It is, but it's horrible on the Rams. If you look at the schedule, their next three games are primetime games with their travel. Let's do it.
I don't like.
Hopefully they start out 0-3.
I don't like that they put divisional games overseas, though.
Correct.
It's kind of like, why?
Correct.
That's a really good point right there. Can't we just send, you know, Carolina with their little bitty quarterback to anybody?
Hey, you know, on the Australia thing, on the international thing, so the NFL has 9 international games this year. And Moneyball views will be resuming in the summer, which is what I talk about, stuff that's non-football game related. And I actually have a pretty cool video prepared talking about the logistics of NFL international games. There's a lot that goes into it. I did a lot of research, read a lot of articles, even found somebody on social media who works for an NFL team and asked to pick their brains on a couple things. So I have a really cool video coming in the next couple weeks, Johnny, on all the logistics of international NFL games.
Dang, dude. So when are we going to drop this?
Couple weeks. Probably if not this weekend, next weekend. If not this weekend, next weekend. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right, man, before I take a little bitty baby break, I did want to ask you, who are some of the guys that you're kind of looking back, like, man, they need to have a big season? I got all eyes on my man Travis Hunter. I'm just kind of wondering.
Why are you being mean to Travis for?
I'm not being mean. I'm not being
mean. What are you
being
mean to Travis for, man? Travis ain't do nothing to you.
I'm trying to just say it, 188 pounds playing wide receiver and defense.
Only defense. Only defense this year.
No, he's not.
I thought he was going on the defense. I thought he was going on one side of the ball.
Nope. They say he's going to actually be used more on offense, at least what I heard, and that he's going to play in packages on defense. But do you think this is still a good idea after the way he went down, and this is a guy who's never really dealt with his injuries?
So, obviously, the Jaguars are still very undecided on what they want to do with him, because the GM says one thing, the coach says another. You got other people in the building saying different things. So that's a serious concern for me. And I'm with you, Johnny. Like, learn from the past. If you do not learn from the past, you are bound to repeat it. And with the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm going to say what I said last year. Make the decision, put him somewhere, and let him perfect that side of the ball. This is the NFL. You keep putting him on both sides of the ball and not really sure what to do. One week in practice this, one week in practice that. It's going to have a long-term impact on not only his skills, but also his longevity.
The longevity, too, thing is kind of important with a guy that's got, Deion Sanders, they put him in little bitty packages. They, you know, they let him return punts. We've seen guys go over there and do special packages. But it's not like you are in the wide receiving meeting room and the defensive room. And, again, we're not just talking about wear and tear on the field. I'm talking about wear and tear throughout the week, mentally. You know his wife be crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already got enough to deal with. I feel like this whole situation is probably, like, for him, it's just, I couldn't imagine, welcome to the NFL, rookie. You're going to play cornerback and be our wide receiver.
Correct.
Have fun.
Like, what is that?
So
what are we doing here?
It's a very Jacksonville Jaguar thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is. That's got Duval County written all over. Shout out to Duval County, though. I can't keep dipping on Duval. I got people in Duval. But
Thank you, Mo. I have some scruples. That's my second home, Jacksonville. John knows it. He can't be
doing that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I took my
little hiatus.
Jacksonville.
Ah, shout out. There we go. Shout out Bay Meadows. Hey, Bo, what did you think overall about the schedule release from the Niners standpoint? You know, I'm coming with my 49ers questions for you. I like what I saw. I don't mind going to Dallas. I don't mind going to Atlanta. I think we got a very favorable schedule with what we got going on.
So, you know.
All I know is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I love this place. I'm sorry. No, I always love it. Visuals, my bad. I wasn't supposed to speak. I thought my mic was off.
You know, Darren, I became a Brock Purdy believer last year when he came back from that injury. I just saw a totally different side of his game, particularly from a consistency standpoint. And also, there was just a little more energy to some of those outbreaking routes, some of those little quick slants. There was just a little more energy to his ball. So I know you guys start off against the Rams, but then you got Dolphins, Cardinals, then you go Broncos, Seattle, Commanders, Falcons, and then Raiders. I'm looking at it right now. Raiders, Cowboys, Vikings, Seahawks again. Look, I know you guys got to play the AFC West, and you also play the toughest division in ball. Like, there's no question about it. That is the most elite division outside of Arizona. Like, I don't know why y'all got that.
Hey, and I got some wide receivers to just go around, too, if the people hadn't heard of it. A man named Christian Kirk, little Mike Evans action, you know.
Correct. And so, look, the 49ers are going to be a problem once again. The 49ers are going to be a double-digit win team once again. The NFC West is going to send three teams to the playoffs once again. Like, it's certain things we don't need to see what the script is. We already know. We, like, that's just a reality. There's not too many things that you can predict in the NFL. Barring injury, the three teams in the NFC West are once again going to be at the top of the NFC when we get to January.
Hey, Mo, I got to do you like John. I just seen a man do the jump man in the air hitting a pickleball. John, you can't do that. This man, this is awesome. J-Ham, the man. While I'm listening
to
Mo.
I love it because you also can play with co-ed.
Yeah, like, it's co-ed going on. That's what did the jump man.
We'll play, you know, like Matt and Lauren. But, man, I'm ready to come down here and, like, get, man, I was thinking, I'm going to have to rent
man.
Me a wife that's better at pickleball. I'm just kidding. You're all right, Chaz. She's just little. She's just tiny, you know what I'm saying?
That lady there is tiny.
She ain't got no go-go gadget arms and stuff.
Yeah. It's a lot of women on the pickleball course, too. It's not just for guys. So I know y'all hear Johnny telling y'all to come on down, bring the wives down, the girlfriends, whatever you got to do. A lot of young ladies on the court as well.
I'm actually going to take a quick time out for two shakes of a lamb's tail, and then we're going to come back because we got another 10 minutes with Mo Schefter before he disappears. Then we got to talk ponies. You know we got a big pony race. I like to gamble.
The Preakness.
Ready to rock and fire? Yeah, we got Alan Nosey at 12 o'clock. And 12:30, I'll give you all a little wood. And we got a sweet young lady who's going to come up here and tell us everything about Bangor's Pickleball that I have missed. Again, it is absolutely beautiful. The inside is 10 times better than I actually expected because it's like it's pro.
She bangs.
Like, in the bar. Big TVs on sports. You can watch the golf tournament. You can watch a little S-spin. You can get you some Tito's. Oh, I love this place. I'm going to take a quick time out. I'm going to go talk to a few people, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Skip, skip, up the road, up the school you go.
Don't be a bad boy, Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool.
Told by the teacher,
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Having a little bit of fun out here. Y'all know where I'm at. I'm out here at Bangers Pickleball. Let's bang. Dink responsibly. And again, if you know nothing about pickleball, that doesn't matter at all because they have a free Bangers 101 class. They'll come out here. They'll teach you everything you need to know about the game to get started. And again, I think I've told the story. Matt Hale called me up, said, yo, bro, I need you to come play pickleball with me. I was like, I have never played pickleball in my life. I don't know anything about pickleball. He's like, it's like tennis on a ping pong court. And I was like, what?
An idiot.
And he's like, with a wiffle ball and paddles. And I'm like, what? Man, I went over there. I had fun, but we got worked because of me.
Yeah. I can see
why. You know I hate losing.
I can see why.
I hate to lose. I don't care what we're doing. I don't like to lose, especially gambling. But I got a dead gum now pickleball court in my backyard, and I thought mine was really nice. I really did. And then I came out here, and I saw what the Jola is. Like, these nets are so professional, precision. The courts are absolutely amazing.
It's very professional.
I mean, it is the racket. They even have an indoor court over here. Do you know that?
Yeah, like, to the right. Yeah. And a little private.
They got
action.
Four courts that are open. They got a private course over here. Bangers Pickleball is going to be the coolest place in South Haven, Mississippi. It's right at 6787 Stone Lane. If you're in Memphis, just go right down. Get well, baby, to Goodman. Take a left, and then your first right. And then on your right is Bangers Pickleball. Let's have a ball.
Yeah, it looked like my man Dan Quinn, the Washington Commanders coach, out there playing pickleball. Even though it's not, he looks like that's my man.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't want to play that couple. They're yoked.
They are. Yeah, I'm not, you see what I'm saying? I'm
like,
watching them, dude.
Yo, bro.
I'm watching them, dude. They
That's
are
another
good.
Level of health right there.
And you
Man.
See it? Okay, you got to give each other dap with the paddles. Okay, when you make a good play. You got to paddle up, J-Ham.
Paddle up. Yeah. Now, Mo Schefter, you always paddle up. You're a baller shot caller. I do need to know something from you, Mo. Do me a big, big, big favor. How in the heck is the Chicago Bears? Did you see that the most difficult schedule is the Chicago Bears?
You know, I didn't see that. I'm trying to see.
I go by the way, when I do this, it's only the only way I can say I technically do this is I just go by last year's, like the winning percentage of the teams that they're playing from last year. I don't know if that's like a universal way or if it's some people just look at the schedule and say, oh, that's a tough one.
When the schedule was released, Chicago Bears had the toughest schedule. You're right, John.
Yeah, dude. They're playing, I think it was what the winning clip was like 580 or something. Like from the teams they played last year, which was by far the hardest. I'm just kind of wondering, do you think the Chicago Bears continue to make that next step? Because that division is kind of, I would feel like it's up for arms.
You know, Johnny, I am so glad we're talking about the NFC North. I'm just going to keep it real here. I do not believe in Kyler Murray. I think the Green Bay Packers have athletic trainer problems. And I wonder about the durability of their roster throughout the season. I think the Detroit Lions are their own worst enemy. Believe it or not, the least toxic organization in the NFC North is the Chicago Bears. I fully expect the Bears to go back-to-back with their division. I understand they have a tough schedule. I get that. J-Ham knows how I stand on this. This is the NFL. They're all tough. You know? So they got they go Panthers, Vikings, Eagles, Jets. That's a 3-on-1 start to September.
Yeah, definitely.
Then they go Packers, Falcons, Patriots, Seahawks. Worst case, they go 500. And then they got the Buccaneers, the Saints, the Lions, the Jaguars, the Dolphins. That's going to be a good run for them where they can get some wins. And then they finish up against the Bills and the rest of their division. So I think they might have some times in the season where we say, what's wrong with the Bears, yada, 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 or whatever. But I think overall, they have a very strong season. Their record and performance might not be what it was last year, but I still think they're the division favorite. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah, I got. Why is it? Is it just because I don't like dudes wearing fingernail paint, polish, or whatever it's called?
Oh well, like, I think I just, mean you were in. The, like after week three last year, I was out. You know, and I learned my lesson. Jay Han probably still had a text message. That was the only time that I formed an opinion on a football team in the month of September, and I turned out to be greatly wrong. Also, I know you've never been to Puerto Rico, Johnny. If you go to Puerto Rico, there's a lot of dudes wearing painting their fingernails in Puerto Rico. A lot of dudes.
Really?
Tell them, Mo.
Yeah, I
tell
don't know what Mo. It is. It's like a trend over there.
Dude, I'm just not down with that.
Metallica, Guns N' Roses.
I will tell you, though, I was looking at Dallas' schedule just because everybody liked Cowboys and I have a Cowboy lighter. They open up against the Giants. That's going to be brutal. Then they got to dead come go play the Commanders, the Ravens, the Texans, the Bucks, the Packers, the Eagles. Man, I don't know. I could see a 0-7.
I got to see Dre Greenlaw and them boys later on.
What do you think about that start of their schedule?
Yeah, they start very rough. But I think they're going to handle themselves well. I do. I think they're going to split with the Giants and Eagles. We'll see how the Commanders look. I actually think they're going to beat the Ravens and the Bucks. So we'll see how they do against the Texans and the Packers. But, again, spoiler alert, I don't think the Ravens are going to be as strong as everybody expects them to be. I think Dallas is going to be stronger than most people assume because they've had a very quiet offseason, which means Jerry Jones
is putting in
making
work.
Football decisions. Yes, exactly. So it's a tough start, but I think they'll survive it about 5-2, 4-3, and then go from there.
Mo, I couldn't make it without you. Mo Schefter, Views from the 22. He's my NFL guru. I hope you have a blessed weekend, my friend.
You too, my brother. I appreciate y'all.
Man, Mo Schefter, nothing but love from him. I'll tell you one thing. I got love for Bangers Pickleball, 6787 Snowden Lane. Come and see me. I'll be here till 1, and I'll probably play or drink till 3. Don't touch the dial. Back in 2 shakes. Sports 56. 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Napa Cafe celebrates 28 years in 2026.
Hi, I'm Glenda Hastings, owner of Napa Cafe, and I want to thank you for making us part of your dining experiences. Treat yourself tonight with a delightful dinner. Maybe start with an appetizer like our baked sweet peculiar peppers stuffed with goat cheese and mozzarella, finished with basil pesto, and move on to one of our cozy dishes like the double chocolate stout braised boneless beef short ribs with tonkatsu sauce and creamy mashed potatoes. Or a fresh seafood dish like our pan-roasted ginger buttered sea bass with cilantro soy vinaigrette. Mmm, I get hungry just talking about it. Don't forget.